Lifestream is a term I use for individual life. You know, we very much are conditioned to believe that we are this individual. And yet, when we look deeper, we can see there is life streaming through this particular body that bears our name. And if we look even deeper, we will see there is life streaming through everything that is animated in nature, in the mineral realm, in the vegetative realm, in the animal realm, and beyond. We can even see it in clouds, in the sky, in the wind, in water. There is a life force. I'm not exactly speaking of qi or prana, terms that are used in the Chinese way of thinking and the Hindu way of thinking, although that is included, but something more subtle, something more intimate, as well as being beyond. And so I use the term life stream as this individual, particular stream of that. And as you know, all streams are heading back to the ocean. They are heading however they may go. Whatever boulders are in their way, they are somehow coursing around or over to get back to the ocean of life. The experience of the truth of who one is the recognition of the ocean as never separate from the stream. That in fact the ocean of life informs and animates each life stream. And this can be realized, this can be directly experienced. So this question, who am I, perhaps can be opened by another question, which is, what do I really want? If you have reached a certain stage, and again I want to say this has nothing to do with age, this can happen to a very young person, it can happen to a very old person, it has nothing to do with age, but there's a certain stage in a life stream where you can recognize, as I said, that every definition that's been given to you is not satisfying. What naturally arises from that is, well, then what do I really want? If my name didn't satisfy me, if my parents didn't satisfy me, if my gender doesn't satisfy me, if my role in society doesn't satisfy me, even though there may be satisfaction to some degree in all of that, but not truly satisfying me, then what is it I really want? So I ask you that. What do you really want? What is it you really want when all is said and done? I know that there may be some immediate response to that, such as, well, what I really want is a better life, or what I really want is to be happy, or what I really want is the right mate. I would then ask you that whatever answer immediately came up from this question, what do you really want? I would ask you to ask yourself, what will that then give you? So if you answered, what I really want is a better mate, then I further ask you, what will that give you if you have the perfect mate, the unimaginable dream soulmate? What will that give you? If you have a happy life, what will that give you? And then, if you come up with some other usual answer, well, then I will be at peace. Well, then I can rest. Well, I say to you that is possible now, in this moment, that it has nothing to do with a mate, as it has nothing to do with any definition you have of yourself, as it has nothing to do with anything you think, that peace, that rest that you are searching for in all the external references, even the biggest external reference, your idea of life and how it should go so that you will get peace, if you can simply, in this moment, discard your outward tendencies, your outward